Testimony, Asher Pukar al Pi Moshe. This parsha is an exact accounting of the cheshbon of the Trumas HaMishkan. So the Shem Yishmuel asks a question, why do we know that bracha is only mitzuya b'dover ha-samim and ayim? Bracha is found in something which is hidden from the eye. So why is the Torah over here? Why is it the Pharisee? Because if it's anything, it would be best if it was hidden. That's our number one. Rashi brings down a remez in the pasuk. Eilip kudeh ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. What's the double lashon mishkan? Remez le-mishkan shnei batei migdosh alavein yisem shel Yisrael. It's a remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took two mashkaimais, bayis rishon and bayis sheni. L'chayra, why was this place in particular chosen to give us this remez? You were talking about over here the simcha of the putting out of the Mishkan, so it has to be meramis to the future of the churim of both batei migdosh. What is its makim over here? And is there a connection between the pikudei ha-mishkan and the fact that it was taken as a mashkin? Is there a connection between the churban of both batei migdosh and the inyan of the pikudei ha-mishkan? So Shem Yishmol says the Gevaldik Yisayit. Why then habracha mitzuya el b'dover ha-somim in ayim? The same way if you have food, and you put it out under the elements, it rains on it, it snows on it, it's windy, it's going to get ruined, there's no question about it. In Ruchnius it's like that as well. When you have a Dover Shabbat Dusha, there are the Koiches HaChitzonim, there are the Koiches HaTumah that always want to attack the Koiches HaKidusha. And anything is like that. Any bracha, the koiches hachitzonim want to attack an inyan of bracha. So if it's samim and ayin, you're not leaving it out to the elements, to the shadim, and to the chitzonim, you're not leaving it out there. If it's samim and ayin, that's a good thing. By the Mishkan, it's not shayach that it has to be samim and ayin. Why is that? Because the only way the chitzonim, the koiches hatumah, can latch onto something is if there's something in that inyan that's connected to Koiches HaTumah. Then it's like a magnetic force, it binds with each other. But the Mishkan that was made al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Kulei Kodesh, B'chol Beisi Ne'emanu, there wasn't a minute part of Moshe Rabbeinu that wasn't Kodesh. So his Ma'isi Yodayim, there was no mukim for the Chitzonim to be Chal. Memele, there was no problem with counting it or whatever. There wouldn't be an Indian of Einhard. But why Taka was the Torah Mepharsim? Why indeed? Like, for what reason? What is the purpose of it? Saint Shem Yishmol says the Gaval de Gazach. Tzedover Yodua, Gemara Darsens, Mizmor La'osav Elikim Bo'ogayim B'nachal Asecha. A Mizmor La'osav, a song to Asav that the Goyim came and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal ask a question, Mizmor La'osav. Kino la'osav mi boy. It's a lamentation that he came. What's the pshat? Mizmor la'osav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really could have poured his anger, his wrath on Klal Yisrael. But what did he do? He did it instead on Eitzim Vavonim. Memela, that's Mizmor la'osav. So it comes out it was really a bracha for Klal Yisrael. If not for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and Chas V'Sholom, who knows what would have happened to Klal Yisrael. Because he poured his wrath on the Eitzim Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash, that turned out to be a bracha for Klal Yisrael. Zokta Shem Yishmuel, this is why the Mishkan, the numbers were meforsim. If the Mishkan would have been totally hidden, and there wouldn't have been any shaychus to Ein Hara whatsoever, and it would have been totally, totally defended against Chitzonim, right, there wouldn't have been a makim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pour his wrath on the Eitzim Vavonim either, because that was a hemshech of the Mishkan. Memela would have meant a terrible, terrible catastrophe for Klal Yisrael. Norvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu to be mefarsam the Pikudei HaMishkan. Memela, even though Ayin Hara could not be shoiler on the Mishkan itself, because it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it left a mokum of a root that it could be chal. We know Bayish Rishon was made, it was helped out, Ali de Chayra Melech Tzar, he had a yad in it. Bayish Sheni also, you know, the Yidden were not on the highest of Madregas then. So there's Zichah, there was a makam for the Chitonim to be Chalan. But if not for the fact that they had the counting that they were mefarsim during the Mishkan, then that which was an outgrowth of the Mishkan, there would not have been a makom for Ayin Hara, there wouldn't have been a makom for the Chitzayim, it never could have been destroyed, and then the catastrophe could have been much greater. So that's Peshas. It comes out, there is a direct shayches between the Pekudei HaMishkan and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them as two mashkainis. Because they were Pekudim, and because Moshe Rabbeinu was mefarsim it, even though it wasn't chal on the Mishkan, but on the outgrowth of the Mishkan, there was chal of destruction. That's the connection between the two. Ubitzawel ben Uri ben Chur, Lamati Yehuda, also is called Ashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Ubitzawel ben Uri ben Chur did everything that Hashem commanded to Moshe. So Rashi brings down, Ashetziva Yisrei Moshe leikziv. It doesn't say what Moshe commanded him. Elokol Ashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. Because Moshe told Bezalel to first make the Kelim and afterwards to make the Mishkan. But Bezalel, he says, Minhag HaOlam is not like that. Minhag HaOlam, you first build the house and afterwards you bring the furniture in. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, Bezalel, Bezel Kel HaYisa, you were in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is taka what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, and that is taka the way to do it. First you make the Mishkan itself, and then you put the Kelim in. So it comes out according to this Be'er Moshe, the Asher Rebbe Rebbe, the Tzadik HaKadosh Lebracha says, comes out according to this, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. In the Havon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's what you're talking, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avi HaNeviim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, Moshe Rosa Emes, it's impossible to say he made a mistake over here. So what's the pshat? It sounds like he did make a mistake. What's the pshat? Furthermore, Frank de Bear Moshe, ultimately, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was right because the Mishkan was not put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And first he put up the Mishkan, then they brought the Kelim in. So it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu was here right. So what's the pshat over here? Betzel Kelo Yisan. The Bear Moshe says, a Moedik Yisai. Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem v'ho'oretz Nosan l'bnei Adam. The view from Shemayim and the view from Oretz come from two totally different angles. From Shemayim, the Hashvah comes, you have total Kiddusha, and slowly but surely when it comes down weiter and weiter in the Olamos, it spreads out, it's Nisfashet, and becomes more Megushimdik. That's the perspective from Shemayim. The perspective of Oretz says we're totally Gashmiyistic. Everything we do is a Gashmiyistic act. But by doing a Gashmiyistic act, from our Maisa Gashmi, it spreads upwards and it brings the Hashvah up there. Those are two different Mahalachim and how to view things. The human Mahalach, Oretz, not something like Adam. And there's the Shemayim, Mabat, how to look at things. It starts with total Kiddush and then it's the Sfashay into Gashmiyist. That was the chilik between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Isha Elohim. He was up in Shemayim, he was up on Sinai in Shemayim, 40 days and 40 nights, until he became total Ruchni. So Moshe Rabbeinu's outlook on everything was mitzad Shemayim, the outlook, daimit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and daimit to the Malachim. The Mele, his outlook was, first come the Kelim, that are the Etzem Kiddusha, the Mizbeach, with the Menoiro, with the Shulchan, that's the Etzim Kedusha, that's doing it to the Shemayim, the Gematzim, and from that it's the Sfashet out into the outer part of the Mishkan, that's the Chitzonius of the Mishkan. Bitzawel, Bitzel Kelo Yisa, he wasn't on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, he taka hana hashvah v'akodesh baruch hu, but he was only Bitzel Kelo, so he saw things from a human perspective. The human perspective is first you build the outside, and afterwards, you put the inside in. Memela, nobody was right and wrong over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was taka right. It's on his perspective of seeing everything from a Shemayim kind of a view. Bezalel saw it, Bezel Kel, only in the shadow of Hashem. Memela, he said to build the Mishkan first. Lamaisa, there's also a chilek. Bezalel was the one that made the Kel with the Mishkan. So in the making of it, that tzivu was on Bezalel. So he first made the Mishkan. And afterwards he made the Kelim. But the putting up of the Mishkan is Asher Hukam Al Yidei Moshe. He had the mitzvah. The putting up later Taka was first the Kelim. First The Mishkan was put up. One second. At the very end, Moshe Rabbeinu was Magdim the Kalim. Mitzad his Hakama, Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka Magdim the Kalim, and then he put up the rest of the Mishkan. That's the way it comes out. As always, up to Ber Moshe. In the making of them, the Mishkan came first. In the putting it together, the Kalim came first. Shteitin Pasik. Moshe Rabbeinu could not come into Oil Mayit. Ki shochen olav ha'on. Uchvoid Hashem molay es ha-mishkan. And the honor of Hashem, the covet of Hashem, the Shechina, filled up the Mishkan. So, Rosh Hashanah Fal Hirsch tells it over here, who was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avi HaNeviim, and he built the Mishkan, and he did everything. And Pe'al Pe'al Dabar Boy. So why should it be that this Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have to wait on the outside like everybody else? Wouldn't it make sense that Moshe Rabbeinu that did everything, he should be able to come in specially, and then afterwards Klal Yisrael would come in. Yet over here, from the pasuk, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu waited on the outside just like everybody else. Marshal Mahadavar Daima, there's a fellow that donates at least millions of dollars to a yeshiva. And then when it comes to coming into the yeshiva, they tell him, you have to wait like everybody else. Thank you for your donation. But when it comes to opening up the doors, you'll come in like everybody else. It doesn't work like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, there was so Moshe Nefesh, why should it be that he could not come in first and he had to come in like everybody else? Dr. Shamshon Lepal Hirsch, he says, had Moshe Rabbeinu gone in first, Klal Yisrael viewed him as a medium, as the intermediary between the Shekhinah and between Klal Yisrael. So the question is like this, is he an intermediary mitzad Klal Yisrael, or is he an intermediary mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's above everybody else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that Moshe Rabbeinu was not zoicha to the Shekhinah mitzad HaTzimuzay. Moshe Rabbeinu was only zoicha to the Shekhinah with the help of all of Klal Yisrael. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been able to go inside by himself, that would show that he's removed from Klal Yisrael. He has his Egen as a Chuyais, and Klal Yisrael is on the outside, they're different than him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka wanted to show the Chashivas of Klal Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu's whole Kayach is only because Klal Yisrael. That's why by the Chet HaEgel it says, Leich Reid Kishiche Samcha, Loinosati Lachal Gdula El B'Shulam. You only got the Gdula because Klal Yisrael. The Mele over here also said the same thing. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been able to go in separately and Klal Yisrael on the outside, that would show he's a Briah B'fnei Atzmai, which happy he was. But it would be mashmi, he has his Egen as a Chuyos in his special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show the covenant of Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu's Chuyos come Mikayach the entire Tzibur. There's also a different Nekuda over here, and that is, everybody has to feel equal in going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marshal, the closing of the Rebbe is like, it's had the Kodesh Lebracha. I heard once a shmooze from him. Not I heard a shmooze, I saw a shmooze from him. How people in the time of Tzara, they run to Tzadikim. But they don't realize that Hashem wants to hear from them Gufa. That's why Hashem is giving him the Tzara. Chavetz Chaim used to say that as well. Why are you asking me for brachas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from you. Kleisenberger Rebbe said over, she was doing that the Yismach Moshe, the Heilige Yismach Moshe, used to sit and learn in the Beis Medrash. And what did women do in those days? If they had a problem, they rush into the Beis Medrash, open up the Aron Kodesh, stick their heads in, and start crying. That was the minhag. That's what they used to do, and cry themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's getting on the Yismach Moshe's nerves. He's trying to sit and learn, and hear one woman after the other is crying, so he chased them out. That night he had a dream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not send away, he does not discard the cry of the impoverished person. That's Adarabba what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Memele, Hagam, Klal Yisrael would not have been zoichet to the relationship with Hashem without Moshe Rabbeinu, but he wanted to show that you're equal to Moshe screaming out to me. Don't always go to an emtsoi. You taka need the bracha of the tzaddik. You taka need the tefillas of the tzaddik. But don't be signed up totally on that. You have to realize that you have to daven directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's her elef 1,775 shekel that Moshe Rabbeinu had extra, also vovim la'amudim. He made them hooks for the pillars that held the curtains of the outside barriers of the Beis HaMishkan, of the base of the Mishkan. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was making a cheshbon of all of the nedavis, of all of the trumas, so he was missing a cheshbon for this 1,775 shekel. He didn't know what it was for. So he had a chalishas hadas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to him that the purpose of this is for the vavei ha'amudim, and immediately that's what he used it for the hooks on the pillars to hang the curtains. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Grossman, Zedetzadik Lebrachi, asks the question. He says, what's up? This Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out that this is for the vavei ha'amudim. I mean, everything else he was able to figure out, but for the hooks of the amudim, he wasn't able to figure out that this keser was meant for that. He says, the Gevalda Gipshat. He says, it's a davar yadua. We mentioned this a number of times. How did they know, how did Bezalel know what to use the gold for, which gold goes for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and which gold goes for the Mizbeach HaZav, and which gold goes for the Kalim, and the silver, how did he know which is which? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed him with a special Ruach HaKadosh Lachshay Machshavetz. He was able to see with which kind of an Adivus HaLei, with what kind of a Machshava, each donation was given. If it was given B'Lev Sholim with an Adivus HaLei, it went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it went for the Kalim. If it wasn't given with a great Nedivus HaLei, maybe it was only given out of embarrassment, Hashem said not to give like everybody else, so it went for more outside things. The Vavei HaAmudim, that silver was given by people that didn't give it B'Lev Sholim. So it was used for the Mishkan, but it was used in the chitzainius of the Mishkan to hang the outside curtains on. They had a certain attachment to the Kedusha, of Lamaisa they were not in the Pnimius HaKedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Kulei Kodesh, his vision only went to that Nedivus HaLev that was with the highest Machshavas. When it ran already down, when it wore out, when it wasn't with the total Nedivus HaLev, his eyes were not able to view that. The Melech, he wasn't able to tell what was the silver for. It wasn't given with such a Nedivus HaLev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalatim, the Ria, it goes from the Vavei HaAmudim. Hagam, it was a chitzonius, a kind of a machshava, but it's left on the outside. They were given an attachment, but it was a chitzonius, a kind of a thing in the Mishkan. Those are Yisrael Grossman. And I saw brought down a ma'aseh, the Chofetz Chaim, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, once approached the milkman of Rad, and he says, you know, I've tasted the milk lately, and it's watered down. It doesn't taste like regular milk. It's watered down. You know, it's a chumr d'kiyaser. You know, people pay you for full-fledged milk. They don't pay you for milk with water. You know, and he told them about the issur of gezel, and he told them about the issur of, you know, cheating people and so on. So the milkman was makabel on himself from now on. He's not doing it anymore. And from now on, he's going to give 100% full-fledged milk. And sure enough, that's what he did. A couple of weeks later, he comes to the Chofetz Chaim, and he says that the people are complaining. They don't like the taste of the new milk. They used to that taste. They don't like this milk. The Chaim says, well, hey, how can they complain? You're giving them now a product that's 100% genuine milk, and originally you gave them watered down milk. Chofetz Chaim said, it must be that the money that's buying this milk is not in Gansa kosher milk. The male, they don't have the right time. If they would have genuine money, they would have a genuine taste of the milk. They don't have genuine money, so their taste is a preference for something which is watered down. Their money is watered down with dishonesty. No matter, their taste is also watered. He says, you can continue using the water. That's what he told them. So it's a palatable thing that a person's perception is totally lufiyas madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega was so high that his rear could only see those things that were given b'leib shalem, and those things that weren't, he was not able to discern what they were given for. Vayar Moshe, as kol ha-melachim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw all of the melachim, v'hinei osu oisa kashat siva Hashem, kein osu, v'yivarach oisa Moshe. What bracha did he give them? Rashi said, Yiratzon Shetishra Shkina B'maisi Yideikam. The Shkina should rest on your actions. So the Mefarshim ask a question, why would you need a bracha for that? They're being Isaac in the greatest Dover Shabikdusha. They're being Isaac in the mitzvah of Osrili Migdosh V'Shachanti B'Soichem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised them, you make the Beis HaMikdash, you make the Mishkan, and I will dwell amongst you. So why do they need this extra bracha of Yirotzen Shetishra Shkana B'maisi Yedeichem? So Rebbe Elyo Yerkansky, the Chronicle of Bracha, Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir in Brooklyn, he said, Shema Mino, that when it comes to Dvarim Shabikdusha, in order for it to be Chal, you need special Siyata D'Shmaya. We're living in a Gashmizdika world. We're living in an Olam HaChomer. And as we mentioned before, there are Chitzayniyizdika HaShpoiz, Koiches HaTumah, then try and break everything of Kiddusha. So that means a Bazundra Siyata D'Shmaya, a special Siyata D'Shmaya. If you don't have that special Siyata D'Shmaya, you won't be able to be Matzliach. The Meili said, Adarab, because it's Kiddusha, that means the special Siyata D'Shmaya, Yirotz Shetishra Shkina B'maisi Adeichem. Those are Revelio Yerkansky. Vayichtavu Allah Michta Pituche Choysam Kodesh L'Hashem. This goes on the tzitz, they wrote in it, Kodesh L'Hashem, they engraved it. So the Imre Hemes asks a question, Vayichtavu is Mashma Loshen Rabbit. Why Dafka Loshen Rabbit? It's Mashma, a few people at the same time wrote Kodesh L'Hashem. Why was it not Vayichtav? Tzalel, whoever was working on it, Vayichtav. What is the Loshen Vayichtavu? So the Imre Hemes says the Gevaldige Pshat. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Yuma Daf Lamed Ches, Ben Kamtzer, he was a Baki B'maisa Haksav, and he did not want to teach it to anybody else. And when the Chachamim asked him, I want to teach it to anybody else, he didn't give a good answer. And it says about Ben Kamtzer, Shem Rishon Yerkov, because he did not want to share this Chachma with everybody else, Shem Rishon Yerkov. What was his special talent? The Gemara says he was able to put a pen between each one of his fingers, and he was able to write four oisias at the same time. That was the special talent that he had. So Reb Dimri Emes, like, why is that such an important talent that they say, Shem Rishon Yerkov, he doesn't want to share with anybody else. What was the importance of it? So he said, when you write the Shem Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, so if you write it Yud, and then K and Vav and K, you're writing a mitzvah, Shem Hashem, that's not so becoming for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be able to write all four letters, Yud K, Vav K, all at once, that's a tremendous. You're putting the name of Hashem at one time with Shlemus. That's a gewalt of your covet for the Shem Hashem. So, that's why it says, Vayichtavu. In order to be marshaled, that I guess they didn't have a baki in the ksav to put the engraving between the fingers, says Vayichtavu, you had a few people writing the Shem Hashem at the same time, so Yud Kei Vav Kei came out at the same time. Finally, Ki Onan Hashem al HaMishkan Yoyma, the Onan of Hashem was on the Mishkan by day, the Eish Tihi Alayla Boy, La'ene Kol Beis Yisrael B'chol Ma'aseh. Why does it say La'ene Kol Beis Yisrael? So the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer HaDeres Eliyahu says the following. When the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the Anani HaKavod were there already. However, only the Nevi'im were able to see the Anani HaKavod. The rest of Klal Yisrael was not yet able to see the Anani HaKavod. After the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvameh Yivodei Eifu Kimachosti Chein Ve'in Nefam. How am I going to be able to have a simen that I found favor in your eyes with all of my feelings? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hinei Anoichi Kairish Bismcha, V'neged Kol Amcha Esen Nefloiz, before your nation I'm going to make Peladik Azachim, V'ro Kol Am Asher Atov Bikirboi, Es Ma'asa Hashem. And the whole nation will see the Ma'asa Hashem. That is what Hashem was referring to. Now, until now, they weren't able to see the Anani HaKadosh. The raw color on my shirt, that's why the Torah stresses over here, La'ene Kol Yisrael, that this was the finalization of the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The raw color on La'ene Kol Yisrael, they saw the Anani HaKadosh. A good Shabbos. Yeah.